How many of you have a nativity scene, a crèche, or something like that at home? Raise your hand, right? Okay. When do you get it out? You know, people decorate their house right after Thanksgiving and, you know, that kind of things. At our house, because Gwen's birthday is December 16th, we don't get out the Christmas tree and anything else like that most of the time until after then. It's just something we do. This was a gift many years ago. It is Mikasa. It is crystal. I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to try and hold it up so that, whoops, don't dump it, she says. Yeah, be careful. Yeah, my name will be Mud. And I will sleep in my office. You have Mary. It's pretty neat, isn't it? Yeah, okay. You have Joseph. Reverend. Yeah, heart touched. I don't think this is a duplicate of the original. What do you think? This is a lot fancier than the bed he laid in. With straw, you know, and the like. Made out of wood, I imagine. Not much more than what we might call a trough. It was called a manger. This is the baby Jesus. The theme for tonight is, what do you do with this? Listen again to the second reading for this night. It is from Hebrews chapter 1. You can follow along in your bulletin because it's printed there for you. What do you do with Jesus? It simply starts off, long ago, in many ways, at many times, God's prophet spoke his message to our ancestors. Maybe that's where we stop. What do I do with Jesus? It's something that happened a long time ago. We consider it historical. We consider it relevant. We consider it a fulfillment of the prophecies. But we stick with those words long ago. We get out our nativity scenes and we have the figurines and we place them with care wherever you display yours. And then at some point, we're going to take it and put it away as if the time long ago is time past. Christmas is over. Isn't that what we do? These trees will be taken down. Usually we leave them up until Epiphany. Now Epiphany is on a Thursday, January 6th kind of thing. But this year I think it's a Saturday because Sunday's the 7th. And so when Epiphany happens, well, they'll be gone. Christmas, in one sense, visually, is done. The lights will go down. The torches will be put away. Now, I intentionally did this. Pastor Nelson might have spotted I did something wrong. The Advent wreath is not here. You see, I'm in a rush. I go on vacation after Monday service, by the way. See, I wanted to get stuff done. Let's get it away. Put it away. And so, normally, this night, the Advent wreath would be here with the candles, you know, the one pink and the other purple. Used to be blue, you know, whatever happens. Gwen's shaking her head, no, these are blue. Yeah. What do I know about color? And then the Christ candle comes out. Christmas is done. And we move on. And we've been doing that year after year. We celebrate Merry Christmas. And of course, now politically correct, it's Happy Holidays. We've even taken Jesus out of some of the pre-December 25th stuff, right? Government housing, no Jesus, you know, all of that. It's becoming less and less and more of it's only a long time ago. You know, we have phrases. It's in the past. Get over it. Right? Well, it's one, you know, once it's done, it's over. You know, forget about it. It doesn't matter anymore. Or that's water under the bridge, because water keeps going, right? And life goes on. There's that phrase too. And on, we have ways to indicate of how we move forward. And the question is, are we moving forward with Jesus? Or have we placed him in a long time ago? It's a challenge in our world today, because it's a challenge in our heart. That's where the challenge begins. We can't blame commerce. We can't blame shopping. We can't blame government. And we can't, I mean, even if they have some sort of part in this, it's really in our heart. It's in our heart, just like the Old Testament lesson said. You have laid down. You have incorporated in your life. You have done something. And it even said idols. You have allowed something else to possess the heart. And what happens? In their day, the promises of Jesus to come was pushed away and something else filled their place. And today is what is happening. Jesus has come. And that truth has pushed it aside as if it belongs only in history. And something else has taken the place in our heart. It is a challenge. So what's the solution? The solution is to recognize that yes, we celebrate a real historical day. A long time ago, on a real day, with real people, Jesus was born. And before that, a longer time ago, through real people, God spoke that that day would take place, that day would happen, and the Messiah would come, and he would be called Emmanuel, and he would be born of a virgin, that that day, that person in history would come. And we gather tonight, as we recall, Jesus is born. In a way, we have that tradition, and traditions are a good thing. They're educational. You know, on Easter, the pastors step up and they say, "He is risen." And the congregation says,
"He is risen indeed. Hallelujah."
Boy, y'all are trained. But is it training? As if your heart is just in rote memory? Or isn't it a proclamation of where we are today? In Jesus Christ. The Jesus born long ago, as real as he is Jesus today. And in this letter, this chapter 1 of Hebrews, it highlights what Jesus is doing today. He's holding the universe in his hand. He's sitting at the right hand of God. He's interceding for us. We have one advocate, you know, between us and God, and that's the man Jesus Christ. He is there for us. Jesus is not merely about a long time ago or once upon a time, as it's a fable or a children's story. But Jesus is today because he was once upon a time, a long time ago, in the history of the world, Christ was born. And in that stable, in that nativity, in a humble, lowly estate, is God in the flesh, Word incarnate. That's what the word incarnate means, in the flesh. It is the Son of God, the Most High. has not changed as the Most High. He's not been demoted. He's never been pushed out in the sense of there's a power greater than him. But we in our hearts run the risk of packing up Jesus because we only get him out at Christmas. And we put him in the crèche and the nativity and all of that. And we see this crystal and we go, ooh. Y'all go, ooh. See? Yeah, we go, ooh. And then once it's away, it's forgotten. I had to ask Gwen, who gave us this? The way my memory is. I couldn't remember the family that gave it to us many, many, many years ago. But the idea is here it is in Hebrews, and it's telling us that because it was foretold by the prophets and it was fulfilled as narrated in the gospel readings, in the gospels themselves, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, they tell us Christ came. And then he fulfilled the prophecies in the Old Testament. And then from there, he went to Calvary and he died for us. And then he went to the tomb. And he didn't stay there. He is risen. Jesus of Bethlehem is my Jesus, is your Jesus. And that's why we worship year after year. Because in real time, a real person, in a real city, in a lowly estate with all the power of God was born. And he was born for a mission to live, fulfill the law, and to die for everybody who doesn't. That's me. How about you? Yeah? Yeah, that's you. That's Jesus. And Jesus doesn't get put away as the nativity gets put away. He is living in us. And he is shining through us. So that the artificial lights may be packed up, but the real light is still ever present in our heart. And the real truth is ever upon our heart and in our mind, that we would glorify him. That would be like the shepherds leaving that scene. You know, and I don't know what they did, you know. But I can imagine him going, yes, you know, and shouting to the mountaintop. There they left, praising God, because it was real time. It was a real place, a real Savior, in a real manger, Christ the Lord. Jesus doesn't get put away. Jesus gets lived. Jesus doesn't get displayed. He gets followed. Jesus doesn't get placed in memory. Actually, Jesus is what I'm looking forward to. Aren't you? One day he's going to come. And in a blink of an eye, all believers will be before him in a snap, just like that. And all believers will be together before the heavenly throne in his heavenly kingdom. What that's going to be like, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. Because in a real time, in the sense of humanity, in a real day, Christ will come because he did so once before. Your Christmas celebration isn't about a story. It isn't simply just historical. It's about a long time ago for us today, so that there would be an eternal tomorrow. Christ is born in the city of David, and that makes it the news of great joy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.